So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara referring to the Mishnah on the previous daf. Kosav ois achas nitrikin, Rabbi Shu ben Maseir Mechayev, v'acham poitrim. We have machlekes tanoim whether one is chayev from Meleches Kosav if he wrote a single letter with some type of a mark such as an apostrophe or similar to serve as an abbreviation for a word. In this context, the Gemara gives several examples of words in the Torah that can be understood as a nitrikin, an abbreviation of a full phrase. Some examples are the Aleph Beis of Hav Av Amon Goyim in describing Avram Avinu stands for Av Nisaticha L'Umais, Bachar Nisaticha B'Umais, I have made you a father and the chosen one to the nations. Hamoin stands for Chaviv, Melech, Vasik, Neman, Nisaticha L'Umais. I made you, Avram, beloved, king, distinguished, and trusted among the nations. Anoichi from the Aseres HaDibra stands for Ana Nafshi Kasivis Yahivis. Hashem says, I wrote and gave my nefesh in the Torah. Alternatively, Amir in the Imak Siva Yahiva, a pleasant passage was written and given. The final Mishnah in Perek HaBayin teaches the machlekes between the Chacham and Ringam Leo. Hakosev shtei oisis b'shtei halamas. One who writes a letter b'shagig realizes what he had done and then sometime later forgets and writes a second letter b'shagig. Ringam Leo machayev, because he holds Ein Yediyah l'chatzi shir. The awareness of a parsha malacha is not considered a yediyah awareness. Therefore, he did a malacha b'shagig b'helam echad. In one period of unawareness, and would be chayav. Chacham Paitrim, Chacham hold yes yediyah l'chatzi shir. It is considered yediyah. Therefore, he did two parsha malachas in two halamas and his pater. Hanur l'chabayna, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 12th parak habayna and begin the 13th parak ha'orig be'ez Hashem. Reliyazi Oimer, ha'orig shloish shachutin b'tchila v'achas ala orig chayav. Reliyazi holds that one is chayav for weaving if he weaves three strings, or perhaps two strings depending on the thickness of the strings, to start off the baggit, or adds one to an existing baggit. But the Chum hold that the shear for weaving is always two strings. Ha'isa shtei batinir, one who sets two heddle eyes, is chayiv. Ha'toifer shtei tfirs. The Mishnah reminds us of the malachas to sew and to tear two stitches as a way of introducing the next Mishnah, that ha'kareya b'chamasei v'almesei b'chamakalklin is p'turin. If somebody tears in anger, or in mourning over his dead, or any destructive act, he's exempt from punishment for tearing. The Gemara raises two questions. First, there's an opposing brice that says HaKarei Al-Mesu Chayiv. When somebody tears for a dead relative, he is Chayiv. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah which says that you are Potter for tearing over a dead relative must be speaking about a person that you have no requirement to tear for, making it a makalkal, a completely destructive act. This would mean that the person was not one of the seven closest relatives, was not a chacham, nor an adam kasher, and you would not present b'shas yitzis neshama when the soul departed, because in each of those cases there would be an obligation to tear. The braisa which says that he's chayiv is in the case where there is an obligation to tear, then it is a masakin, a constructive act. The braisa also teaches that when one tears out of anger, he's chayiv, which seems to directly contradict our Mishnah, which said that hakareya b'chamasa is potter. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah holds like Reb Shimon, that one is potter from malacha she'in etzrich legufa, a malacha done in the same way, but for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. The Brais, which says that you are chayev, holds a Rabbi Huda that one is chayev for malacha, she'ena tzrich legufa. Even though Rabbi Huda would exempt somebody from a kalkul, a purely destructive act, tearing in anger is not considered purely destructive, but masakin, a constructive act, since ka'ovet nachas ruach liyitzroi, it helps him calm down his yitzahara and cool off a bit. Generally speaking, tearing, breaking, and throwing things in anger are indicative of a person who is on a path that will lead him to avodah zarah, because the method of the yitzhara is hayayim armeloy asei kach umochar armeloy asei kach atcho armeloy avodah zarah v'haylich v'ayved. He gets the person to sin a bit more every day until he gets him to worship idols. However, it is sometimes appropriate to outwardly show anger lemir ma'imasa in shebesi, to strike fear in the members of his household. In fact, there are several examples of great amaram, such as Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Achaba Yaakov, Rav Sheshis, and Rav Abba, who tore off the edge of a garment, broke broken utensils, threw fish brine, and broke a lid off a pitcher to strike fear in members of their household. The daf concludes with four statements about proper reactions to death. Kol amor demoyis al adam kasher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seifron, umanichem lebeis genazav. Hashem counts and saves the tears that are shed for the loss of an upstanding person. Anybody who is lax in eulogizing a chacham deserves to be buried alive. Anybody who is lax in eulogizing a chacham will not live to an old age. When one brother or one member of a group dies, all the brothers or the entire group should be concerned. Amri lo demes gadol, v'amri lo demes katan. There are two opinions whether this applies when the greatest or the smallest of the group dies.